Sunday, February 18th, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, a couple times, I think mostly on TikTok, the movie Mulholland Drive has come up. You know, somebody ranking their top five suspense thrillers of the last of the century, like whatever lists or things like that. It caught my attention where I was like, huh, for whatever reason, and I'm not a big movie guy, I want to watch this movie, and it's been on my radar now for a couple weeks. Today, I finally pulled the trigger this evening and watched it. And I guess, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen this movie, it's from, I think, the mid-2000s, 2007, 2008. And it seems, as I'm learning about it, is regarded as one of David Lynch's masterpieces and one of the best movies of the last 25 years. It was an experience, for sure. You know, it made me think, for sure, a lot, in a couple different ways. You know, it's probably not my type of movie in general, because I like things to normally in life and in movies and TV shows make sense. And, you know, here's the reason why A, B, and C happened. And we don't necessarily get that in Mulholland Drive. I would say, you know, halfway through, two-thirds through, I'm like, there's no way that this all ties together. It's just like, we're never going to go back to this and this and this. Like, it was just clear that I was going to be left asking questions. But then something changed in my approach to viewership, if that's the right word there, to viewing. You know, let's say 3/4 of the way in, I'm like, oh, this is what a dream is like. And you won't understand what I'm talking about unless you've seen this movie. But having that thought changed my experience kind of watching the movie. Because throughout, I like actually enjoyed watching it, but then I got a little annoyed for my future self, knowing that we weren't going to tie this all together. But then when I was like, oh, this is just a fucked up dream where some things are out of order and some things make sense, and one thing that you see here, you may see an hour later, and you change characters, you right in the middle of one thought, you're in another thought. Like, it really did a great job. If this was the intention, I don't know, but this is how I was taking it, you know, towards the end of the movie, of like giving me the same feeling I get sometimes within dreams. And you know, my intuition was right, and it really didn't all come together for me or for anyone, really. And I went and just now and read some, like, you know, what is Mulholland Drive about type of thing. And it's what people are saying or have said is it is a, you know, it's like mostly a dream, but then it turns into reality when one of the characters wakes up, and then you see how a lot of the dream stuff is actually pieces of her reality, which is an interesting take for sure. And that might be what it is. And supposedly David Lynch is very hush hush about what actually went on here, as he allegedly is in a bunch of his movies and Twin Peaks and whatnot. He's just like, I'm going to be weird. I'm going to do what I want to do. And you know, you guys figure out however you want to figure it out. So for me, my figuring it out was that this was just like, this is how our brains work within dreams. And when I look at it that way, I'm like, okay, kind of cool. Not to mention, you know, so Naomi Watts, she's the star, or one of the stars. And she, for me, is someone like a name that I've heard through the years, but like I wouldn't be able to, like, before today, be able to say, hey, there's Naomi Watts. Like, I don't know who she is. Now I do. And this other co-star, who I've definitely seen in other stuff since then, they are both quite decent to look at in this movie, especially the other one, Laura something, who plays Naomi's sidekick, lover, friend. Just fucking weird. But it was suspenseful. It was weird. It was trippy-ish. I recommend it. Would I say it was one of my favorite movies of all time? Definitely not. But I did I did enjoy it for the style of movie that I don't think I normally would enjoy. And another thing I thought of while I was watching it, actually, again, when I thought that, hey, this is not going to tie together, which means I might not like it, that, you know, my approach to watching movies is like usually like that, right? Like it needs to kind of be not linear, because I like when things are out of sequence, like Pulp Fiction is my favorite movie ever. And that is non-linear, but it's more of a, you know, do you appreciate what you're watching, just enjoying watching it in the moment because it's good acting or writing or suspenseful or how it makes you feel emotionally, without having this tie it all together at the end? Like, can that be the correct way to enjoy cinema? You know, probably some highbrow bullshit there that cinephiles will be like, yes, that, sir, is how you do it. I don't know. It just made me think, which is good. So there's my weird review of this strange, odd movie. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Talk to you tomorrow.